You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary everyday experiences and how you can seize those experiences and turn them into momentum in your life. This week, I want to talk about something that I struggle with dealing with sometimes, but it's a part of every one of our journeys. It's a part of a process to get to the best result. And it's something that just feels terrible when it happens, but I want to talk about what happens when you make a mistake. I want to talk about how to learn from the mistakes that we make, how to build a plan around those mistakes, and how to use that experience to drive something better in our lives as an outcome. So the first thing about making a mistake, the only way you can really know that something's gone wrong is if you had something that you were shooting for to begin with. And so sometimes we make a plan for whatever the goal is in our life. We know something that we want to try to accomplish, and we know what that looks like, and we come up with some idea for how to get there. And we come up with, maybe it's a list of steps that we need to achieve, maybe it's milestones that we're trying to get through, and we think that we have everything all worked out, and as the old saying goes, we plan, God laughs. And so, but regardless of that, we have a plan, we think that we're ready to go, and we go, and then we do something that blows up the whole thing, or at least blows up a step in the process. And those are the things that I like to think of as mistakes along the way. And that's just part of what happens. And that's something that I took forever to learn, that it's okay to make mistakes along the way. You always hear that without mistakes, there's no progress, and you have to learn from them and grow. And so the first thing that I actually did, because I didn't want to make a mistake, is I almost targeted the mistakes. I worked on making the mistakes because I convinced myself in my mind that, if I make a mistake, I can learn from it. So I'm just going to target the mistake instead of the good outcome. And that is far from where we need to be in approaching our outcome. It's not targeting the mistakes to find ways to learn from them. It's targeting the positive outcome and recognizing that there's going to be mistakes that are part of that process. And then we can learn from them and turn those mistakes into opportunities to do something better, or even shortcut steps along the way. Because once you do make those mistakes in your plan, sometimes you can see that your plan was just wrong. It was a bad plan. And that's one of the things that I love about the mistake experience, is that you can take what you've done, you can take your plan, and now something happens that changes it. And maybe that mistake, that misstep, that error along the way is the thing that shines a bright light on something that would be a better way to go about achieving the same plan. Or sometimes it even shows you that your plan was wrong. You were going the wrong direction. If you think about it in terms of a career choice, a career path, I certainly didn't start where I ended up, and it took me a couple of bad jobs along the way and a couple of different things that I certainly wouldn't write into a plan for to get me where I'm at. But it's part of the journey to find out how to get from where you are today to where you want to be in the future. And where you want to be in the future may very well shift as you go through the plan. As you travel down the road, you're going to see things that look different, sound different, feel different than the perspective that you have at the start. But sometimes, without those mistakes, we get just so focused on our plan that even if we're going the wrong direction from where we want to get to as an end result, we don't notice it until those mistakes come up. And that's where I believe that the value of making mistakes comes from in our plan and in our process, that it's not that, oh, I messed this up, I screwed this up, now there's nothing good to get from this other than I can learn from it to not redo the same thing. It's more than that. It's not just learning from it so you don't do the same thing again. It's learning from the experience, learning from the mistake, so that you can make sure that you're doing the right things to begin with. And that was a huge shift in mindset for me, and something that has ended up providing huge value in my life, that even small mistakes that you maybe don't even recognize as noteworthy in the moment that they happen, other than you feel bad about you didn't get something done that you thought you wanted to, or you got it done in the wrong way, that yes, you can learn from that to not do it again, but it can also show you that your road wasn't the right road for you. It can show you that you have a different way that you can go. Those mistakes can be the thing that make you look up from your map, so to speak, and look at what's going on around you. And maybe you were going to go straight line right through the middle of a dense forest, and it was going to take you forever to pick your way around those trees. But now you tripped up a little bit. You made a mistake along the way from the plan that you had laid out and from what you thought for sure was the best way to go about something. And now you're forced to look up because you made this mistake, and you can look around and maybe there's a road that's right parallel to exactly where you're going that can provide you that opportunity to shortcut all of those hard grinding steps that you would have done because that's how you planned it out, and look at a way to make it a shortcutted outcome in your life. And that can work as a principle, whether it's in your job or in your career or even in your personal life, that if you look at your job and you have something that you know you need to get done, you have a big project that you're working on and you're not sure exactly how you're going to get it done, but you know what you want, that presentation or that workbook or whatever it is, that model to look like, and you know that you're on your way and you're grinding through, you're doing the research, you're doing the work, you're jamming numbers and research outputs into this thing, and you're working on every step, and then you do something that you realize you really messed up some inputs into your model, or something in your presentation, you referenced the wrong company in a footnote or something like that, and it makes you stop, and you can take that moment then to look at how you've been addressing this project, how you've been approaching this. How did I make this mistake? Well, it's because I had a bad process built in, that I was doing work in one place and copy-pasting it into the final. And that gave me an opportunity to make a human error, make a manual input error, and not get something right. Where now that I've had this experience, I've made this mistake along the way, now maybe I can look at a technology solution, because I realize all I'm doing is pulling data from A to B, and that's something that's available that we can now do an automated technology solution. Or I can link cells in a different way. Or I realize that this isn't the right information, because the only reason I'm copy-pasting it from one source to another is because it's habit, it's force of process. It's something that is just part of what you do. And now you realize that what you really have been doing is not providing your customer, not providing your client with the best information, because you've just been going through the steps. You've just been checking every box along the way and haven't been thoughtful in what you're providing. And making that mistake gives you the opportunity to step outside of that process and look at it and say, is this the right output? Is this the right service to be providing to my customer, my client, and am I doing the best work that I can be doing in the best way that it can be done? And oftentimes the answer to that is no, but we have to ask the question before we can realize that. And sometimes that mistake is the moment that drives the question in our life. The same thing with a career path. If you're certain that you want to become an astronaut, and so you decide that you want to be a physicist, and you go through all of the steps in college, and you go and you take whatever jobs are needed to, I don't know much about becoming an astronaut, but you take whatever jobs you think need to be in to get you there, and you're doing all of these things, and then you don't pass a physical test because of something that you either weren't ready for or you didn't know was going to be a part of it, or maybe you just aren't on the right path and that's something that isn't the right thing for you. And you can't know that until sometimes you stop and you take a step back, and maybe you realize that the reason you really wanted to become an astronaut was because space is exciting to you, and you go and you find out that you can become an astronomer or somebody who can help put a rover on Mars or something like that, that is more interesting and is more in line with what your long-term goals are and provide better value to a company or to a country or whatever your goal is, that provides you with a different value proposition, a different outcome than what you initially started at. But without that moment that made you stop and say, this isn't working for me, I thought that it was. I thought I had everything mapped out and planned out. And now here I am in a place that makes it so maybe this original target is impossible or is unlikely to happen, continuing down the same path. And maybe it's just learning from that and you revise your approach a little bit. And now you get into a little bit better physical shape and you don't have that issue the next time that you take that test, and you're able to overcome whatever that shortcoming is because now you have better insight into how to train and what you're trying to accomplish. But maybe that moment also shows you that you're pursuing the wrong path, that you're not going down the right road, you're not doing the right things for yourself. You thought you had an image, an impression of what your future looked like. And now that you had a minute to stop, and because of a mistake or a situation that happened, now you can reassess and you can look at your choices and shift. Do something that ends up being a better outcome for yourself. And that's something that the ability to take your situation that you're in right now, and no matter how much work you put in to get you to where you are today, that doesn't mean that it still has to be where you want to end up. You can have worked and grind and everything every day, all day for years to get to exactly where you are right now and not have that still have to be your end state goal. You can have dedicated time, energy, resources to achieving exactly what you have right now. And if you take a step back and look at it, if that isn't where you want to be as of today, because your perspective changes, your experience changes, that if today you aren't where you're trying to be, maybe this is one of those mistakes in your life that you set a goal that doesn't align with your core values. You set a goal that maybe made sense 5 or 10 or 20 years ago that no longer is right for you. That's okay. As long as you take the moment that you have right now, the moment that you have to change everything in your life by using the mistake or the change as an opportunity to shift your perspective, shift your approach, and do something that is right for where you really want to be from the perspective that you have today. None of us knows what the future holds, what the future looks like. All that we can do is the best that we can do with the information that we have. And as we get more information, one of the ways that we can get information is from making those mistakes, from realizing the mistakes that we've made, that maybe what we thought was right isn't right. And that's one way that we can gain new perspective, gain new experience, and revise our plan to get to somewhere different than we initially thought that we were trying to go. And taking that opportunity to do something different today as a result of information that I have today and make the best plan forward that I can so that I can now proceed in a different way because of the experience that I've had today, where maybe some of those experiences, maybe my original target outcome was a mistake. That was a bad target. But now I'm here, I have new perspective, I have new experience, I have new knowledge, and I can make another plan to continue going forward and see what happens as a result of that new plan. And it just can become a constantly improving cycle. The oscillations can get smaller and smaller as we go. Make a plan, make a mistake, learn from it, revise my plan, make a mistake. And it just is a matter of continuing to move forward, recognizing it's okay to revise your plan, revise your strategy, even revise your target. All of those things are okay. And using mistakes as an opportunity to reevaluate, reassess, and approach something with a new perspective that you didn't have before is the only way that you can really get to where you're trying to be in the end. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. I appreciate you tuning in. If you liked what you heard, feel free to contact me at my website. That's michaeljroach.com, michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great day and go out there and do something great.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.